We're just two lost souls swimming in a fishbowl, year after year, running over the same old ground. What have we found? The same old fears. Wish you were here. You were here. They're just two lost souls swimming in a fishbowl, year after year, all running over the same old ground. What have we found? The same old fears. Wish you were here.
All right, everybody, welcome back. This is WMUC FM College Park, where college radio is good radio. I'm Ella. I'll be filling in for Claire's show tonight. I host Windows Down, a jam band bluegrass show. I'm before her, so I am taking over her slot. Shout out Claire. Tune in to her show. It's great. Just not this week. So I'm going to start this hour off again also with the PSA, and then we'll jump right back into some talking, some music. But here's a Best Buddies PSA.
Are you looking for a club that celebrates friendship? Then Best Buddies might be the one for you. We organize social events for local folks with disabilities to come to campus and hang out. Some of our highlights of the past years have been our holiday parties, a polar bear plunge in the freezing Chesapeake Bay, our friendship walk with best buddies branches from around the state, and a winter formal with over 80 people. And if you want to learn more information, check out our Instagram at bestbuddiesumb.
I was listening to that PSA and I was like, that song sounds really familiar. I believe it's Flake by Jack Johnson. If anybody was interested by that riff in the background, I was like, I wanted to sing the lyrics, but check it out. Riff by Jack Johnson, or not riff, Flake by Jack Johnson. Also check out Best Buddies. That was my first time playing that PSA, so I was kind of taken aback that I knew the song in the background. Yeah. So if you guys are just joining, I am playing a theme of love. My title for tonight is Love Songs? So you just heard When You Say Nothing at All by Alison Krauss and Union Station, You and You Alone by Humphreys McGee, and then Wish You Were Here covered by Widespread Panic. Not to flex or anything, but since the last time I was on air, last Thursday, I saw a band called Dogs in a Pile. I'm not playing any of their music tonight, but I just wanted to talk on my experience, because I have played them on here before. I have been to a handful of concerts in my lifetime, most of the time more than my peers compared to older people. Not that many. That was my first show since December, so I was basically in a concert rut, which to me is really hard to get through, because that's what I look forward to. But I planned to go to Dogs in a Pile. I had that planned super in advance, something I was definitely looking forward to, and it completely lived up to my expectations. The one song that I was hunting for that I really wanted to get was Bubble, which I did get. It was amazing. The opener was from Baltimore, Natalie Brooke. She's a key girl, so she had a keytar, and it was amazing. Her band was really good. Dogs in a Pile are from Jersey themselves, so, like, East Coast represent. It was a great time. 9:30 Club, if you're looking to get a show in before you go back home for the summer, definitely look in D.C. D.C. has a really great live music scene. You've got the 9:30 Club, you've got the Atlantis, which is one of my personal favorite venues. Very intimate, very small. Basically, the 9:30 Club just, like, cut in half. You have the Anthem, Capital One. There's a ton of great venues in and around D.C. So if you're looking to get at some live music, check it out. Also, check out WMUC. We do weekly live shows in the station for the radio. So look it out. Look at that. That's on Sundays with Third Rail Radio. Check it out if you're looking for to get into live music or just listen to more live music. Up next, we have Three More Days by Ray LaMontagne. I don't know if I'm saying that right. I think I've mispronounced his name on here before. Lovin' with an N at the end. Lovin' You by Railroad Earth. And Beautiful by Twiddle. And then we'll, like, come back and probably chat some more. But I remember over the summer I posted a Railroad Earth song on my Instagram story. And a mutual friend of mine swiped up and was like, "No way you listen to Railroad Earth. Everybody says that that's like grandpa music." And it definitely is, but it's my grandpa music. And what's not to love about old people? So there's a lot we can take from old people. And one of them can be their music taste, because, yeah, they had great music back in their days. So this is Three More Days by Ray LaMontagne. Definitely butchering that, but I hope you enjoy.
a cup in the morning. Out and meet the day. Share a glass at night. Tell me how it was today. I've been loving you for so long. I'll be loving you till I'm gone. Every song, every story, every taste, every town, every hope, every worry, every road I've been down. Should this journey be ended, time carry you away. I put on a brave face, get out and start again. But I've been loving you for so long.
Snowflakes on the window, sun specks on the sea, fire dancing with the shadows, rainbows on the leaves, moon floating on the ocean, the birds singing in the trees, words filled with emotion, like painted art on the street. All around us every day we're surrounded by beautiful, in a magical embrace with something wonderful. True beauty is alive in every point of view. All the sunsets in a lifetime could not compare to you, not compare to you. In the garden, and every mountain made tune, sun-kissed in June. The wind whistling through the canyon, a dragonfly on the breeze, fish swimming in the shallows, a sunrise on the beach. All around us every day we're surrounded by beautiful, in a magical embrace with something wonderful. Sets in a lifetime could not compare to you, not compare to you.
Welcome back, everybody. You just heard Three More Days by Ray LaMontagne. Probably mispronouncing that. Loving You by Railroad Earth. And then Beautiful by Twiddle. I did not really love... I don't really like when artists do, like, the nature sounds at the end of a song. I feel like Zach Bryan does that a lot, and I don't really like Zach Bryan anymore. Let's jump into some news, shall we? Maryland baseball won its first series with a walk-off grand slam. Congrats, baseball men. Maryland's men's lacrosse just won the Big Ten championship. They crushed Rutgers 12-2. So, wow. They've had a lot of championships. As an ag girl myself, it's awesome to announce that we have a new foal on campus. Well, two new foals. There was one delivered over spring break, and the other one was just delivered, I want to say the other day. Like yesterday, maybe? I don't know. So that's kind of what's been happening on campus. Farmers market every Wednesday outside of Taws. I know I went last week or the week before. I got challah and apple cider and apples, and it was truly, truly, truly amazing. And I think one of the party, the Roll Terps party, got disqualified for I don't know what from the SGA ticket, so that's maybe something to look into. I'm not super big on student government around here, but maybe I should be. I don't know, but if you are and you voted for the Roll Terps candidate, I apologize. I'm not really sure what happened there. Purple Line is starting to be tested at night. That's exciting. I am a big user of the Metro. Just this past weekend, I went Metroed into DC, Metroed from the Green Line to the Red Line to the zoo. Had a blast at the zoo. If you're looking for a free, fun activity, go to the zoo. It's free to get in, along with like all the other Smithsonians. But the zoo was a blast. But I was thinking, it would be nice because when we came back, the 104 bus is the bus that takes you to the Metro station. And it only runs every 30, 40-ish minutes. Like, quite annoying. And I do think that our busing system is pretty efficient, very nice. But, like, especially on a Sunday, I feel like that's a day where a lot of people do travel. A lot of people are in use, in need, in of the metro. So it was really frustrating when I stepped off of the train and I looked and, like, we had just missed the bus and the next one wasn't coming for 30 minutes. So at that point, it's like you either buy an Uber or you walk or you wait the 30 minutes. And it's really frustrating, especially because nobody wants to buy an Uber, because I'm taking the metro actually to save money. So why am I going to buy an Uber? It was really, really frustrating. But hopefully with the Purple Line, that solves some things. I don't know how the Purple Line, like, corresponds with the other lines. But I was also thinking, I have a lot of classes right now, and I'm sure this will change as I move off campus next year. But walking from North to the mall, like here, for example, I have to pass through that main drag. And that's exactly where the Purple Line is going to be running. So I don't know how that's going to work, because people already jaywalk and get hit by cars or get stopped by the police because they're jaywalking. So I don't really know how, like, jaywalking is going to work when there's a train running through campus at very fast speeds. So I guess that'll be interesting to see. Aside from that, and on top of the weather, we're in the straight line of, like, finishing, wrapping up this semester, people, which is exciting. I looked at my final schedule, and I have two finals on Monday and then a final on Friday. So I don't know what I'm going to do in between those, like, the from that gap. I guess pack, but I just think that's so aggravating. But yeah, that's kind of all I got for you guys in the news department. I don't really know when to shut up, but you guys are only stuck with me for 36 more minutes. Up next, I have Stratosphere Blues by Dizgo. I had to do a quick Google search because when I was compiling this playlist together, I try to stick to, like, one song per artist per session. And I already had a Billy song, and Stratosphere Blues, there's a Billy String song that goes Stratosphere Blues into I Believe in You, and that was on his most recent album. And I thought it was a Billy original, and then I second-guessed myself and double-checked, and it seems to me that it is. I think this is just a Dizgo cover of it, because this is live from, I'm not sure where. Oh, live from Mental Awakening in Atlanta, Georgia, from April 4th, 2025, so a little over a year ago. So I guess this is just the first half of that original Billy song, which is kind of fun. Different voice, different spin. And then Did I Love You, in parentheses, Like I Promised To, by Flip Turn. I originally heard of this band while I was in the Pit for a Mount Joy concert the first time around. I saw them in Pit, and the guy, I was basically right on the rail, but the guy that was, like, next to me, side of me, he was wearing a Flip Turn shirt, and we were talking about music, as I do with basically everybody. And we were talking about shows, and he was like, yeah, I'm, like, in my 45th Flip Turn show. It was like, at this point, I was just kind of getting super into the jam band scene, and I was like, Flip Turn? Who the heck is Flip Turn? Haven't heard of them. Come to find out, they're not really a jam band, they're just like a indie rock band. Super great, super great. I love them a lot. But I was just like, usually you typically don't see that groupie culture, like, following the tour, like, hitting that many shows with an indie band. And I just thought that was fascinating. And then Tell Me You Love Me by Peach Pit. So you got Stratosphere Blues by Dizgo, Did I Love You by Flip Turn, and Tell Me You Love Me by Peach Pit. And then I'll come back and yap your head off some more. But for now, that's what we got. I hope you guys enjoy.
Thank you. Yeah. before. So wander out and leave me this outside. Tell me you want me just as much as I've been. What'd you take my body for? Don't leave me much.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You just heard Stratosphere Blues by Dizgo, Did I Love You by Flip Turn, and Tell Me You Love Me by Peach Pit. Yeah, so we are back in the end of this 2-hour session. The extended loved theme show. If you've been with me this whole time, I appreciate you. Thank you. If you're just tuning in, you picked a good night. We've been taking love in all its forms. Let's be real. Sometimes some of the best music ever being made is not just about like being in love, but it's missing somebody, almost having something, or losing something that you thought would last, which is something that has been a big theme in my life, especially coming to college, which kind of stinks, but it's okay. This is a time of experimentation. I don't think that's a good word, but like seeing what works for you and taking everything as it comes. I had probably the worst date of my life, like 2 months ago, so you know, he just was not the one for me, and that's okay. Yeah I think also one thing to talk about with love is why it makes everybody act insane. Because, like, all of the sudden, you suddenly care about, like, texts way more than you should. You start listening to songs you never would have listened to before. You replay conversations in your head. Like, it's, you're studying game film. And somehow we all just, like, accept this normal behavior because it's so normalized. But, hey, I mean, if it gives us good music, I guess it's worth it. I think some love songs or songs that, like, talk about the themes of love are some of the best songs. Makes for great music. Up next, we have Where I'm Headed by the Marcus King Band. What is after that? Wait. I lied. Next up, we have Where I'm Headed by the Marcus King Band. Loving You is Sweeter Than Ever by Susan Tedeschi. Also, she's also in the Tedeschi Trucks Band. And Lovin' in My Baby's Eyes by Leftover Salmon. And then we'll come back and then we'll kind of be on our way, guys. I mean, this has been a great hour and 40-ish minutes so far. So I'm just super, super excited to finish it out. But this is Where I'm Headed by the Marcus King Band.
Thank you. baby said you want me.
Baby said you want me.
You know that I'm thankful that you want me too.
Thankful that you want me too.
I built my world around you.
Built my world around you.
And I'm truly glad I found you. Because loving you has made my life sweeter than
in my baby's eyes. See the loving in my baby's eyes. Loving in my baby's eyes. Love you, mama, now you know I can. Love you better than another man can. Love you, mama, now you know I do. Anything in the world for you to have. Loving in my baby's eyes. See the loving from my baby's eyes. See that loving from my baby's eyes. Loving from my baby's eyes. Late at night when I take my rest, oh, I hold your pictures to my chest. Love you, mama, now you know I do. Anything in the world for you to have. Loving from my baby's eyes. See the loving in my baby's eyes. See the loving in my baby's eyes. Loving in my baby's eyes. Love you, baby. Love you, darling. Honey, now you know I do. Love you, darling. Love you, baby. Do anything for you. Thank you.
Love you, baby. Love you, darling. Honey, now you know I do. Love you, darling. Love you, baby. Do anything for you. Late at night when I take my rest, oh, I hold your pictures to my breast. Love you, mama. Now you know I do. Anything in the world for you to have loving from my baby's eyes. See the loving in my baby's eyes. See the loving from my baby's eyes. Have loving in my baby's eyes. Love you, mama, now you know I can. Love you better than another man can. Love you, mama, now you know I do. Anything in the world for you to have loving from my baby's eyes. See the loving in my baby's eyes. See the loving in my baby's eyes. Loving in my baby's eyes. Have loving from my baby's eyes. Loving from my baby's eyes. Loving from my baby's eyes. See the loving in my baby's eyes.
All right, everybody, you just heard Where I'm Headed by the Marcus King Band. Loving You is Sweeter Than Ever by Susan Tedeschi. And then Loving in My Baby's Eyes by Leftover Salmon. So we have entered officially the final stretch. So, yeah, thanks for sticking it out, thugging it out with me. Yeah, I mean, I don't know why I didn't do this song closer to Valentine's Day. Probably trying to be different, but I don't know. I'm glad that I got to dive in and play some, like, love songs tonight. Super fun, super fun, super fun. Anyway, in the next 7 minutes, I'm probably gonna play, like, two more songs and then say my final goodbyes and then say bye, or play a final song, and then, like, head out, get home. I've been here too long. Up next, I have... Wait, actually, I lied. I just looked at the time. I think we're just going to do one more song. So this is Baby, I'm in Love with You by Ricky Skaggs, and then I'm going to cue up the final song I want to play, and then, yeah, and then we'll say goodbye. All right, this is Baby, I'm in Love with You by Ricky Skaggs.
Baby, I'm in love with you, drowning in your eyes so blue. Tell me that you love me too, I just want to be with you. Come and let me hold your hand till I make you understand. I just want to be your man. Baby, I'm in love with you. I'm forever building dreams around your pretty head, it seems. Do you want to spoil my dreams by saying that you'll never be mine? I will take an ocean trip just to kiss your dear sweet lips. I would walk a million miles to hear you say you love me too. Forevermore, baby, I'm in love with you.
All right, everybody, thank you for joining me tonight. The last song that I have for you is Honeybee by Goose. I really enjoyed spending the last 2 hours just playing some good old-fashioned love songs. I hope everybody has a great rest of their week. Tune in to the next show. Yep, that's all I have. Have a good one.
Out under the stars. Just like